Okay, not to enter the fourth debate with Jack, but let's put aside the bullshit about this being my idea. It's not my idea. This is not my creation. This creation and this idea has come from others, and we've taken that idea and we've turned it into an organization that will produce new creative work for others to build on and share. But we start this organization framed by these two figures in this debate, Valenti and Barlow. And both of them permit us this middle place where creators are encouraged to protect, but also enabled to share their work so that others can build on it and so that their ideas can spread at lower prices than Jack would like them to spread, perhaps, but still spread broadly and widely. Now, we adopt this strategy now because there's an urgency to this debate. An urgency because the regulation being imposed on the creative process through laws like the DMCA and increasing eagerness to pass other laws to turn anybody who shares content into a criminal. The urgency of this context demands that we find a different way to support the creative process and the freedom to create in this process. A way different from what has happened now, because we need progress in this debate now. 4 years ago, we began the case of Eldred, and right now we wait for five justices to make up their mind whether this simple claim is true, that the framers of our Constitution meant by limited times a principled ideal that creative work passes into a public domain after a limited time, or whether they meant the Constitution to be a tax code that lawyers find a loophole to jump through tricky reasoning about how limited times plus limited times equals just limited times. We have struggled for 4 years to win an argument that when ordinary people hear, they think is obvious. Now, we'll struggle in that context. We will, organizations like EFF will, organizations like the Center for Internet Society at Stanford will continue that lawyer's work. But what my father taught me first was that there's much more to be gained by stepping aside from the lawyer's work and working as builders who can construct an idea and carry it forward through the voluntary work of others who are just given the ability to protect and share their content widely so that we can teach this culture that our tradition is a tradition of creativity in an open, accessible form, not the tradition of creativity where creative work is locked down and controlled by organizations who don't know what an artist is. I ask you tonight to join with us in this effort to find this space and to build this idea. It's an ideal that must expand beyond the places it's lived so far. It has to capture the imagination of people, regular people, people who still can't fix their VCR. Maybe we can't fix our VCR, but still people out there who matter to a political process, a voice that increasingly echoes in the chambers of weblogs, like David Weiner pushes us to see increasingly as a space for political action, a voice that understands a balance here that isn't paid to force our politicians into a position where balance is sold in the name of the highest bidder. Creative Commons launches this process, and I'm extraordinarily honored that you would come to launch it with us, and I'm eager that you see the rest of this evening, what we've done so far, and what the kind of creativity we could do will mean to this process. We start on a stage with Valenti and Barlow expressing agreement on an ideal, so we're free to build it strongly and quickly and capture an imagination that will turn this debate into something creative. I want that to be the legacy, at least that to be the legacy of this effort that Eric Eldred started 4 years ago, which his idea and the ideas of others in this space will produce in this organization, supported as it has been by many, many volunteers and foundations, but successful only when supported by ordinary understanding that our tradition is freedom, not control. Our tradition is creativity on top of freedom, not control. And that the ideology of control that dominates this debate must end now. Thank you for coming and hearing.